More than 37 million adults in this country suffer from some form of hearing loss, and yet many of them don't use hearing aids. Cost is one big reason why. Hearing aids are expensive and often aren't covered by insurance or Medicare. Now, President Biden's new sweeping executive order on competition is trying to make it easier for hearing aids to be sold over the counter at pharmacies. Advocates hope that will make them more accessible and drive prices down. Let's bring in Megan Reed. She is Director of Clinical Audiology at Massachusetts Eye and Ear. Megan, welcome.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And do you think President Biden's order will help?
I absolutely think it will help. This goes back to the 2017 Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act, and I think it's something that Biden's support and reinforcement will hopefully speed up. There's been delays in passing the requirements through the FDA, and I think the support from Biden is just going to help it move even faster.
So the president's order might speed it up, but a typical pair of hearing aids can cost nearly $5,000 on average. Why are they so expensive, and why doesn't insurance cover them?
Hearing aids are expensive, but what most people don't understand is that a large portion of the cost of hearing aids includes the services of the audiologist or the hearing instrument specialist who is fitting and dispensing and supporting the care of that patient and those products over the life of those hearing aids. More and more insurances are beginning to cover devices, but they do follow Medicare's. Most insurances follow Medicare's guidelines in terms of coverage for services and devices. And Medicare, unfortunately, does not cover the cost of hearing aids or at this time the services to support those devices. Medicare cites that they are not covering age-related type of diseases, and hearing loss is oftentimes associated with age-related type of deterioration.
What are the potential benefits then and the risks of selling hearing aids over the counter?
I think the clear benefit is better access. There's over 37 million people who have hearing loss in America, and a very, very small percentage of patients actually pursue devices to help them hear better and help them communicate better. Individuals who have hearing loss are often subject to isolation, and it impacts so many other areas of their life. There's some correlation with concerns of dementia or other cognitive delays. And so if we can provide better access to individuals who have hearing difficulties, I think over-the-counter devices are just going to be able to create a better opportunity for many people out there.
How much has the technology changed in recent years?
Hearing aids that the FDA considers medically defined devices, the biggest changes are trying to improve understanding and background noise, which is where a lot of individuals, especially individuals who have more of a mild to moderate hearing loss, who these over-the-counter devices are aimed at, try to help improve how they hear in complicated listening and situations. And the manufacturers have been focusing on trying to improve how they work in those environments. We also look at hearables or personal sound amplifiers, which are currently an unregulated class of commercial devices that are improving and becoming closer and closer to medically defined hearing aids. Bose has had for a number of years a personal sound amplifier, and they just recently this year released a self-fit hearing aid. They were the first manufacturer that the FDA approved a self-fitting hearing aid, which I think in a lot of ways, once the over-the-counter hearing aids are defined, their technology will probably quickly fall into, I expect, the definition of what an over-the-counter hearing aid is.
So cost is one reason that people are not getting the hearing aids that they need for their lives. Stigma is also another one, for whatever reason. And I want you to talk just briefly before I let you go about that. How we get over the fact that people still feel stigmatized for needing help with hearing.
Yes. I think the stigma associated with hearing aids is that they might make people feel old. And I think the stigma partially is getting more people who can have these devices and have easier access at a younger age. Hearing loss is occurring younger and younger. And if younger people who maybe feel like they wouldn't be pursuing hearing aids if they had to go through a medical professional or had to pay the high cost of hearing aids out of pocket, were pursuing these devices. I think that would help address stigma. But I also think that these over-the-counter manufacturers that we're talking about are going to pursue different form factors that may not look like a conventional hearing aid. Apple earbuds are an example of devices that have features very similar to hearing aids, but look just like earphones do at this point in time. So I think as the market opens and more manufacturers are part of the development of devices and hearing solutions, that we are going to find different form factors that will make people feel more comfortable with these, with trying to hear better.
Megan Reed is Director of Clinical Audiology at Mass Eye and Ear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.